Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fonseca. West reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines bunts towards third. Sullivan can't make a play. That's a base hit. West moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is hit by the pitch. Maines moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. West scores. Maines moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier can't make a play. That's a base hit. Maines scores. Cronin moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge takes first base on ball four. Cronin scores. Rice moves to third. QL moves to second. It's 3-0, Senators. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Rice scores. QL moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Rice steals second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Rice scores. It's 6-0, Senators. Jim Moore now pitching. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. QL moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. Bludge moves to third. It's 7-0, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tate and Kerr drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 8-0, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 9-0, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bludge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bludge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Cronin reaches second base with a double. West moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West scores. Two outs. It's 10-0, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowder hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Tate moves to second. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Lou Fonseca now playing first base. Johnny Whatwood now playing center field. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. West is called out on strikes. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cliff Bolton now catching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 10-1, Senators. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fonseca scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 10-2, Senators. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 10-3, Senators. Luke Appling pinch hits for Jim Moore. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Big Swed now pitching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Rice trying to get to third. Whatwood throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Rice for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bludge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wedd fields it and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Bludge moves to second. 2 outs. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 10-4, Senators. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fonseca scores. 2 outs. It's 10-5, Senators. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 10-6, Senators. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Big Swed. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up towards third. Bludge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 6. The Senators will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 3 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. West hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crowder moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 4 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 10, and the White Sox 6. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Quel bunts towards the mound. McCain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bluge bunts towards the mound. McCain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. QL moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. QL moves to third. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 11-6, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes moves to third. Bolton moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes scores. Bolton moves to third. West moves to second. It's 12-6, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Father Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Crowder, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca moves to third. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Fonseca scores. 2 outs. It's 12-7, Senators. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sissel hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.